Kimberly enters the living quarters of the command center, where the White Ranger waits patiently.
Are you rested enough yet?
Tommy, why are you still thinking about fighting? Your brother's falling apart in there. He needs you.
Now, do you understand? Truly inferior beings, aren't they?
Seba, how could you do this to him? Tommy's just lost his mother, his brother's a broken wreck, and he feels nothing.
Tommy asked for the ability to save you all. I provided that. He knew the price of the white light power. He is invulnerable, immortal, better, in every way.
If that's truly better, why not make us all that way?
I can if you wish. I have the power to fix the flaws in your coins. Give me your consent and I'll fix the flaws in your DNA as well. The Rangers were once a legion of selfless and noble warriors. I have no idea why the coins chose overbearing, self-absorbed, and emotional teenagers to be Earth's great protectors.
Screw you, Saba. Tommy, please listen to me. I know you're in there somewhere. Come back to me. You did it before, and you can do it again.
Not this time, Kimberly. I told you before. This is who I am now. And you need me. I may be emotionless, but I'm still on your side. Only I can defeat Rita and her Shadow Rangers.
Maybe. But at what cost?
Whatever it takes.
In the command center's main chamber, David continues to grieve the loss of his mother. None of the other Rangers are sure what to say or do. Finally, Jason approaches David.
Hey, man. I know things seem kind of bad right now, but you're not alone. We're all here for you, whatever you need. I know what it's like to lose family, too.
So do I. I lost my dad to cancer when I was a kid. I was too young to really remember him, but not having a parent around always felt like there was a hole inside of me. So, I get what you're going through.
Spare me, both of you. You think because your city blew up, or your dad had cancer, that you know what I feel? Well, you don't. Until you have to see your mom cry as she gets vaporized right in front of your eyes, you don't know what I'm going through at all. And all because my brother, that thing in there, determined she wasn't useful enough to live. Rita may have killed her, but Tommy practically aimed the wand at her. God, I can't be here anymore. Zordon, send me home.
We can't do that, David. The military and Bandora are still after you. Were you to be captured, you and this base could be compromised.
I don't care! I can't spend another second in the same place as that walking corpse.
Tommy is emotionless, David. Not lifeless.
Shut it, Alpha. Either you send me home or I start tearing this place up to find out how to do it myself.
Calm down, dude. Zordon's right. Rita still has her families. If you get captured as well, it's just one more person she has to blackmail us with. If you want to avenge your mom, then help us capture Rita.
And what the hell can I possibly do anymore? My Pegasus coin's dead.
We'll try to see if there's some way to restore your powers. But even if we can't, I guarantee you're more helpful to us here than you would be as Rita's prisoner.
Fine. Do whatever you want. I just want to be left alone.
David tosses Trini his Pegasus coin and exits the command center's main room.
Zordon, is there anything we can do to fix David's coin?
Alpha will take a look, but the damage appears to be extensive.
Guys, I can't be the only one thinking this. Is it a smart idea to give David his powers back? You saw how he was back at the military base. He wants the power so he can kill Rita.
And what's wrong with that? After everything Rita put us through, I want to kill her too.
Exactly. I don't care who does it, but killing Rita would definitely solve a lot of our problems.
Rita just murdered someone. Tommy slaughtered dozens of guards, Cap blew up a base with hundreds of people in it. If we set out to kill Rita, how are we different from any of them? The Power Rangers are supposed to be the good guys.
We can focus on being good once she's out of our way.
And then what about the next threat? Or the one after that? If it's okay to kill Rita, how can you say it's not okay to kill whoever comes next?
Adam, let's not argue about this now. We're all tired, we need a meal. Let Alpha work on the coin to see if it's even possible to fix it. Our top priority is to save our families. Then we'll decide what to do with Rita.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? You're asking for another Yellow Ranger?
Mr. President, I know my team has had a few difficulties recently, but...
A few difficulties is putting it mildly. Your plan has turned into a total shit show. You did not have cause to arrest the vigilantes, but I let you do so anyway on the condition that you would capture all of them quickly and quietly. Not only did you fail to do that, but the ones that avoided being arrested then bombed Stone Canyon. Your plan has led to hundreds of military members dead, innocent civilians killed, and even the death of one of your own Rangers.
We did not foresee the White Ranger. He was too powerful to stop.
More likely, you're too incompetent to handle this properly. I'm giving you one last chance, Goodson. 48 hours to apprehend the vigilantes. After that, you're off this Ranger project, is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Good. You'll get another Shadow Yellow. But this is it. If you mess up, it'll be your resignation.
Understood. Finster, I need a monster. A really good one. Hard to defeat. We need to show Washington how much they need us.
Back on board the command center, Billy rises early from his bunk bed. He exits the quarters he shares with Jason, Rocky, Zach, and Adam, and enters the communal living space to find Trini there drinking coffee.
Did you sleep?
A little. What about you?
Tried, but I couldn't. Kept thinking about all the craziness that happened yesterday. Us getting captured, finding out Kat's the mole, and then Tommy and David's mom dying. Feels like the entire world is upside down now.
I heard what you said to David about your dad. I didn't know. How come he never told me?
Wasn't really something I liked talking about. The first time I ever actually told anyone was with Jason yesterday, when him and I were sharing a cell.
Sounds like you and Jason got close then, after sharing so much time.
Yeah, it was 16 hours, but it felt like 2 weeks. Not much to do in that time, so it was just a lot of talking. We didn't get fed either, just some water on the plane when they transferred us from New York to Angel Grove. Then in the new cell, Jason and I had to share a toilet in the middle of our room. That part wasn't fun.
Oh God. I was only in there for a couple of hours. You must have been going nuts with everything you went through. Well, at least now we have a chance to fight back. Alpha and I can do the hacking plan and expose Bandora.
I don't think that will do us any good, Billy. I've seen the kind of influence Rita has. It's scarier than her powers. She may have us beat this time.
Well, we do have Tommy.
I don't know who that is walking around in that white armor, but it sure as hell isn't Tommy.
He gave up his mind to save us, Trini.
He still murdered all those people. That's a cost we all have to live with. Adam is right. If we decide killing is okay, we're no better than Rita.
We might not have a choice, Trini. You weren't here when the Shadow Rangers attacked the base. Rita isn't playing around. And Kat's with her too. She knows all of her secrets.
Zordon and Alpha blocked off Kat's communicator and her access to the Phoenix Sword. She's not a threat to us anymore.
Still, if they attacked our base once, they can do it again. It's only a matter of time.
I guess that means our date won't happen until this is all over.
I don't think it'll happen for a long time now, Trini. If ever.
Yeah, I know, but I...
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I don't know if it's such a good idea after all.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. I just... You're my best friend, but I don't see you that way. I wanted to make you happy, and when you kissed me, I thought I would just see what happens. But I don't think I'm ready for that.
I understand.
Sorry.
No, I do. Really. I do. Let's just be friends.
Best friends. For life.
However long that is.
Shadow Rangers, this is Private Rian Maxwell, the new Shadow Yellow.
Thank you, sir. Good to meet you folks. Sorry about your loss.
It should have at least been a female.
We didn't have a choice, Shadow Blue. We no longer have the autonomy we once did after your failure.
Failure? We're lucky to still be alive. How could we have known that White Ranger was that powerful? He wasn't last time.
His newfound strength doesn't change your defeat. All of you failed. You most of all, Catherine. Where were you? It seems like every time we plan to engage your old allies, you conveniently go missing.
I got there as soon as I could.
Do better, because the next time you go missing, so will someone in your family.
What?
None of your business. Anyway, get used to your powers, Maxwell, because you're going to need them very soon.
Why?
All Rangers, get to your Zords. We have a monster attacking DC.
That's why.
I was told I would have training before I was in a combat situation.
And my Zord is still damaged.
Maxwell can read the manual on the way over. And you, Blue, you better hope it's repaired enough. This creature is a big one.
Zordon, has there been any update on our families?
For now, there is no movement on their heat signatures. They appear to be safe.
But for how long? I feel like it's only a matter of time before Fandor does something to my mom or goes after my dad.
Striking now isn't an option, Kim. Bandora will have fortified the base's defenses after we left. That means more guards.
Zordon, why can't we just teleport them out?
The teleporter only worked on individuals with power coins. Isolating anyone else has proven to be too difficult. Though we are still trying.
But we teleported my dad here before.
During the time Zordon and I were offline, yes. But from what you told us, he was in physical contact with you when you activated your communicator's return command. He was not teleported himself. He merely got a ride with you.
So we just do nothing in the meantime?
No, we work to come up with a plan. Where no one else gets hurt.
Tommy doesn't seem to care much about who gets hurt.
All the more reason we need to make sure everyone else is well rested and ready to fight. We need to be powerful enough to do this without Tommy. Or be powerful enough to stop him.
Is there anything I can do to help us get ready?
Nothing right now. We're trying to fix David's Pegasus coin. Any luck, Alpha?
Rita's magic is powerful, Jason. Not only did she drain this coin of its power, but she cut off its connection to the grid as well. Getting a brand new coin would be easier than fixing this one.
That's exactly what I said last time my cell phone got damaged. Wait. Sabatomi has the power to fix our coins.
An interesting ability.
Kimberly takes the Pegasus power coin from Alpha and runs out of the room. In the living quarters, Tommy and Saba examine the newly received coin.
Oh no, Kimberly. The damage done here is way too great. It would take a being with far greater talent than mine to restore this coin to normal. Ninjuri himself, perhaps.
Who? Never mind. So there is no hope for David.
Not necessarily. We have a solution to your predicament. It's a little unorthodox, but it should work.
Back in the command center's main chamber, Alpha returns from a side chamber and holds up the Great Dragon Power Coin.
Saba, are you sure you can do this?
Perfectly. I will use some of my power to recharge this coin. It will be born anew and free of any of the impurities Rita Bandora may have placed upon it.
Tommy, are you okay?
I had to take away some of Tommy's power to complete this transaction. He is slightly weakened now, but still far more powerful than any of you.
If we give this coin to David, is it going to change him like Tommy?
I cannot change an individual's mind or body without their permission. Nor do I have direct access to that power. David will still be his charming, wonderful self.
I guess if we're going to give this to him, I have to give him my shield, too. I actually forget I have it most of the time.
Tyrannosaurus!
Jason quickly morphs and summons the dragon dagger to his hand. As he does, the gold shield disappears from his suit. Jason enters the quarters, heading over to the boys' room where David is sat on a lower bunker in the dark.
Hey man, how you holding up?
How do you think? I might not be Bandora's prisoner anymore, but this is just as much a prison as that was.
Yeah, I get that. We tried to fix your power coin, but it was too broken. We got Saba to recharge Tommy's old Green Ranger coin, though. Zordon and Saba both believe it will react to you. If you want it.
Jason sits on the edge of the bed and places the coin on the sheets, the dragon dagger next to it.
I'm not using anything Saba or Tommy touched. As far as I'm concerned, they both killed my mother as much as Bandora did.
No one is to blame for what happened except Bandora. I don't agree with what Tommy turned into, but he's a big part of the reason we're still alive. He's trying to help. And I'm sure that there's some way we can get him back to normal. We just have to figure out how to survive this first.
There's no surviving this, as long as Rita's still out there. If I fight with you guys, I'm gonna kill her the first chance I get.
Revenge isn't the answer.
So you would let Zed go after what he did to your family?
I didn't say that. I want Zed to pay too. But that's not going to make me feel better. Nothing can ever do that now. If you need to kill Bandora, I won't stop you. But try to remember that the Power Rangers are supposed to be the good guys.
David picks up the dragon coin and dagger.
This coin isn't gonna work for me. Remember? Kaku told us these coins were attracted to purity and goodness. Those not tainted by the world yet. I don't fit that definition anymore. I'm not sure I ever did.
The dragon coin glows in David's hand.
Looks like the coin still sees you as worthy.
Jason snaps to attention and stands.
Sounds like trouble. You coming?
Maybe later. I can't right now.
Jason nods and rushes out of the room towards the main chamber. Finster used his hidden lab well. The creature is one of the largest and most deadly he has ever created. The citizens of Washington, D.C. run for their lives as the giant razor-toothed black lizard humanoid totals their city.
Shadow Rangers to ground forces, we have arrived. Get the civilians behind the safety perimeter.
The Shogun Zords arrive on the scene, all but one.
Shadow White to Shadow Blue. Status update.
I still can't even take off. I am doing everything I can. I don't understand how this thing works.
The Red Shogun is hit by the creature and is sent flying.
I'm down.
This was a really, really bad idea, Ben. Miss Goodson, we're not in fighting shape.
Miss Goodson is occupied. You have me for this fight. Your powers will do the work. Now do it!
The remaining Shogun Zords move in. The more experienced pilots hold their own for a few moments, but the creature is too much.
Defenses are failing! We need the Megazord mode!
We can't do that without Shadow Blue.
Shadow Yellow, engage! That is an order!
I'm trying, sir.
The monster moves in, picks up the yellow Shogun, and throws it down through the Capitol building. It crumbles in a cloud of smoke.
Ugh, that's not good. This creature's too strong. We need backup.
These are live helicopter shots from Washington. The creature's path of destruction includes the Capitol building, seen here in ruins. The president was scheduled to meet with congressional leaders in the Capitol today, but it's unknown if he or anyone else survived. America's Power Rangers are currently battling the beast, but the monster appears to be more than they can handle.
Yes! Those fakes are getting their asses kicked. That's what you get, assholes.
Maybe that thing will do us all a favor and beat them.
I'm afraid it's not that simple. If the monster goes unchecked, it will continue its rampage at the cost of many lives.
Rita wouldn't create a monster the Shadow Rangers couldn't defeat. If she did, She has bigger plans. The Capitol building getting destroyed the same time the president was there can't be a coincidence either. But more than that, Shadow Rangers may be assholes, but we still need to help them.
Kat betrayed us. She's part of the reason we ended up in prison. Why should we be rushing to save her?
Kat is doing what she thought she had to in order to save her family. And the rest of them are just soldiers following orders. They're all victims of Rita's influence. We have to help them.
Our scans indicate this creature is powerful. It will take the might of all of the Zords to defeat it.
Well, then we're screwed. The Red Dragon is still out of commission.
Repairs will be completed within the hour.
That may be too late.
Then it's a good thing I'm here.
The gathered group look up as the White Ranger walks down the ramp.
The White Tiger can combine with the other Thunder Zords to form a Megazord mode of its own. We'll engage the thing. Jason and Rocky, you join us when you can.
All right, Tommy. But only because we need you.
You always need me. The rest of you with me. To battle!
Okay, it's Morphin time!
Dragon Thunder Power!
Lion Thunder Power!
Griffin Thunder Power!
White Tiger Thunder Power!
Mastodon!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Sabertooth Tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
Mastodon!
Lion
Thunder Zord Power!
Pterodactyl! Thunder Zord Power!
Triceratops Pegasus! Thunder Zord Power!
Sabertooth Tiger!
Griffin! Thunder Zord Power!
White Tiger Thunder Zord Power!
The Shogun Zords, in various stages of being hammered upon, look up as the Thunder Zords arrive.
Begin Mega Tiger Zord sequence now!
On his command, the warrior mode of the Tiger Zord flies into the air. The Phoenix Zord keeps the monster busy as the others get into place. The Griffin and Pegasus take their places at the feet, while the Lion becomes the backplate and the shoulder pads. Finally, the Phoenix wraps itself around the Tiger Zord's arm as a new faceplate drops into place.
Mega Tiger Zord online!
Tommy is joined by the others in his cockpit.
Shadow Rangers, new orders. Target the Power Ranger!
Belay that.
We have orders to shoot on sight.
Yes, you cannot let them take your victory. This is your battle too.
To lose, which we will without help. Think about it, Gold. Letting the Power Rangers do the work and then ambushing them is the smart play.
Very well.
The giant lizard moves in. The new Megazord raises its gauntlet arm towards it. At their command, the Phoenix blasts off the arm. Charged by the other Zords, it flies directly into the monster, destroying it. The Phoenix flies back around onto the Mega Tiger Zord in victory.
Alright, now for them.
Let's do it!
The explosion barely fades as the two headstrong commanders turn their attention to the opposing Ranger teams. Black, white, red, and yellow Shogun Zords all stand, ready for combat.
The monster was nothing! The Shadow Rangers are the true targets!
We can't take them all at once!
Heads up, guys! Help has arrived!
The Red Dragon appears in the sky and aims its fire breath down into the Shogun Zords.
Transforming into warrior mode!
The Red Warrior lands. The Mega Tiger Zord stands next to it.
It's still outmatched. It's 4 versus 2.
Yeah, but that big white Megazord's mighty big, sir.
The Red Warrior calls on its staff and strikes it into the Red Shogun. The Mega Tiger Zord fires an energy bolt into the White Shogun.
Yeah! We're outgunned! We have to retreat!
Keep firing! They're outmatched! We won't get another chance like this!
Back at the command center, David walks covertly down the halls and into the teleporter room. He walks up to the control panel.
Okay, I've watched Alpha do this enough times. I think I can. Yes! There we go.
David!
Zordon's face appears on a screen at the far side of the room.
What are you doing?
I know what you said, but I have to go home. One last time. Please.
You will be recaptured the moment you arrive.
And my powers are getting now, right? I can take care of myself.
Perhaps. But this is still a terrible tactical move. If Bandora retakes your coin now, it has been recharged.
I just want to say goodbye to my mom, Zordon. I'll be back before the others are done. Promise.
Very well. 1 hour. But the moment you sense trouble, you contact us.
And get beamed back. Yeah, I get it.
Very well. But I will send Alpha to operate the teleporter. We can't have you atomized, can we?
Thank you.
Before long, David Oliver returns to his violated home. The door can no longer fully close. The glass coffee table is still cracked, with his mother's dried blood upon it.
I'm so sorry. I failed you.
No, he failed you.
David looks up as Rita Bandora steps from the shadows and into the daylight of the lounge.
What the hell are you doing here? Get out before I...
Incantando fregento dura. Be silent.
Rita raises her staff, blasting him with it. David freezes in place, not even able to speak. Only his eyes move.
That's better. Now I take it you heard about how your brother served me as the last Green Power Ranger. So, it will be with you. I've been watching this place all day, waiting for you to return, dear boy. Now you are here, just as I knew you would be. And this time, I won't rely on technology or psychology, just my new powers. It doesn't work on everyone, mind you. Your ranger friends, for example, are too strong-willed to be controlled. But you, David? You are a broken boy. A shell of your former self.
Bandora's staff glows a red pulsing light as she pushes it towards his frozen face.
Oh, you can try to resist. But you will fail. And you will be mine.
Blue Shogun Zord online!
The Blue Shogun Zord lands behind its allies.
Okay, now we have a chance. Shadow Rangers, engage the combination sequence.
How do I?
The big red button.
Got it.
Shogun Megazord online.
Our turn.
The newly formed Shogun Megazord calls on its fire sword, swinging it down onto the Red Warrior's staff, breaking it in two. The Mega Tiger Zord blasting the enemy Megazord back with its fireball attack.
Let's keep them guessing. Switch forms. Thunder Megazord time.
I agree. Do it.
The Thunder Zords all move back, giving them time and space to reform into the Thunder Megazord and White Tiger Zord Warrior mode.
All systems online! Alright, wannabes! Let's dance!
The Thunder Megazord calling on its Thunder Saber. The two Megazords move in, swing and clash swords. The Flaming Shogun Sword meeting the charged Thunder Saber.
Power's at maximum, that's all we can give you.
The White Tiger Warrior flanking them with its own gold sword and slashing down into the Shogun Megazord.
Our armor is buckling, we have to retreat.
Not so fast. Backup is on the way.
Backup? Who?
On a rooftop far below, the Green Ranger appears in shimmering red light. Then brings up the dragon dagger to his mouth. Somewhere in the depths of the ocean, red eyes glow in the pitch blackness. as soon as it is to shore, the massive beast activates its booster rockets, flying with pace towards Washington, D.C. Meanwhile...
Gold, where the hell is that backup?
It has arrived.
The Shadow Rangers look up to the sky as from it falls the mighty Dragon Zord.
What? The Dragon Zord?
Yeah! David's here! He's come to help us finish these...
Before Jason can finish the sentence, the Dragon Zord aims its missiles at the White Tiger.
What the? It's aiming at the Tiger Zord!
And fires. The White Warrior falls from the blast, the Dragon Zord reloading and aiming for the Thunder Megazord.
David? David, I know you can hear me! Don't do this!
I have no choice. Goodbye, Power Rangers.
He fires again. The Thunder Megazord reels as the Shogun Megazord strikes the White Tiger to stop it from rising.
Rangers, your Zords are losing power. We must withdraw.
No! We can do this! Just give us a chance to...
I have no choice. Now, Alpha!
No! Damn it! We had them!
Cat stares out at the destroyed Capitol building.
What the hell is going on? What is that Godzilla Zord thing? Why is it on our side?
You will get your answers in time.
Why do I have the feeling this was just the distraction for something bigger?
At the command center, the regrouped Rangers stand with their helmets removed, seeing the footage of the Capitol building destruction.
Just moments ago, the president was found in the Capitol rubble and sent to a nearby hospital. Early reports say he only has minor injuries. Rescue workers are still searching through the debris for other survivors.
Thank God the president survived. Imagine the kind of chaos the world would be in if he didn't.
I know they're still gonna find some way to blame us for this.
If only you had let us stop those Shadow Rangers, we wouldn't have to continue hiding like this.
Your Zords were outmatched. There is nothing you could have done, Tommy.
Don't call me that. I'm the White Ranger now, Zordon. And you don't get to tell me what to do. Every time you teleport us away, you make us look like cowards.
I could not risk.
You can't win this war without a few risks, old man. If Rangers have to die to beat Bandora, then that's how it has to be.
How is David with Bandora now? He was here! How did she even get to him?
That was an error on my part, Jason. David wanted me to allow him to return home to pay respects to his mother. I could not deny him that. Even knowing the risks.
And now Bandora has another Power Ranger. Great job, Zordon. Perhaps you should just leave the planning to Saba and I.
But how does she control him so fast? Last time it took all that conditioning and stuff.
No doubt Bandora's powers are growing. Given what we have seen, it is not illogical to assume she has the ability to control susceptible minds. And in the state David was in...
Maybe if we had been allowed to continue fighting, we could have got to him and knocked some sense into him. You made this mess, Zordon, and now you aren't willing to do what needs to be done to fix it.
Tommy, Zordon may have made a mistake in letting David leave, but he was right to pull us out. We were not prepared to battle the Shogun Megazord and the Dragon Zord.
Stop calling me Tommy! I am the White Ranger, and sacrifices have to be made. This is war! We need to be willing to lose a few to save many.
You're right. You really aren't Tommy anymore.
He was weak, like you. How could you let him leave, Zordon? You're a computer. You shouldn't make mistakes like this.
I am all that Zordon was. Emotions and all.
Then you need an upgrade, because any deaths that the Shadow Rangers and David now cause, those are on your heads. All of you.
Hey, back off!
Think about it, Jason. Do you want everyone to lose their families like you did? You could have saved them back then if you'd been willing to stand and fight.
I mean it, White Ranger. Shut up.
But Zordon has you run like the weak coward you are.
The group call out as Jason strikes the White Ranger in the jaw, sending him reeling back, holding it.
Jason, both of you, stop it!
Get out! If you're not Tommy, then you're not our teammate! And you're not a Power Ranger!
You need me!
Rangers!
We can do this without you! If we need someone murdered in cold blood, we'll call! You want to blame someone for David running into Rita's spell? Look in the damn mirror.
Jason, guys, please.
Fine. Your emotions just get in my way anyway. I'll deal with this alone.
The White Ranger turns and heads up the ramp out of the chamber.
Do you need me to teleport?
I got it.
Well said, Jason.
Yeah. We don't need that kind of person on our team.
We lost today, with Tommy's help. Without him, we're screwed.
Tommy shouldn't be what the Power Rangers represent. We'll figure out a way to do this without him.
I hope you're right. I just feel like this is going to get a whole lot worse somehow.
Back on Earth, David Oliver walks into the Shadow Ranger command, his eyes glowing a faint green hue.
Where is our Empress?
She is occupied. I doubted her sorcery would work on you. I guess I was wrong. Shadow White, meet your new teammate.
What did she do to him? Mind control?
So I'm told. David was on the edge of the abyss already. Bandora merely sent him over the edge.
How will you explain this to the others?
I won't have to. Shadow Blue will do whatever we tell her. And Red and Black have used the coins enough that they are ours too. Maxwell will be also, in time.
What?
No, please. You can't tell me you haven't noticed the influence the Shadow Coin has on you. David here will need a refresher of his spell every day or so. But you all have been washing yourself in corruption from the moment you accepted the power. I doubt we even need your family as an incentive anymore.
Wrong. If you hurt them, I'll
do what? Kill us? An eye for an eye? You can't.
Watch me.
Go ahead, expose us. We have no more need of you now. We have him. Kill me, and Bandora will have your head mounted next to your family in her new office.
In her what?
That reminds me. I need to make a call. Excuse me. Watch over Zombie David for me.
Tears well in Kat's eyes as Goldar leaves the room. He's right. They have her. She can feel her shadow coin influencing her mind even now. She looks back to David's blank face.
David! David, can you hear me?
Clearly. What are my orders?
Oh my God. What have I done?
The president steps into the Oval Office, escorted by his Secret Service agent.
How are you feeling, Mr. President?
Like I got hit by a truck.
The doctors expect you to make a full recovery. Just take it easy for the next few days.
I just want to rest now.
Sure thing. We'll be outside if you need anything.
Mr. Gold. How is the Ranger Project going?
Stop with the theatrics. Did your plan work?
The president looks around the room. The coast is clear. He then changes into his true form. Back to Rita Bandora.
You're talking to America's new Commander-in-Chief.
In downtown Angel Grove, a vortex opens. A rip in space and time. From it emerges a figure. He stands and narrows his eyes at the sight. His name is Alex Drake.
I made it. I hope I'm not too late. Time to set things right.
Power Rangers The Audio Drama, Season 2, Episode 8, The Return of the Green Ranger. Narrated by Garrow Scott. Starring Nick Erickson as Jason,
Catherine Black as Kimberly, Kenneth Tolles Jr. as Zach, Connor Terrell as Billy, Chloe Liao as Trini, Joey Sawless as Tommy, Jimmy Ace Lewis as Rocky, Will Smith as Adam, Andrea Billups as Aisha, Dom Solis as David, Natalie Berrin as Catherine, Keith Seymour as Zordon, Garrett Scott as Alpha 5, Jeannie McGuinness as Rita Bandora, Jason Rivers as Goldar, Shane Cochran as Chad and Saba, PJ Argento as Dominic, Su Lin Chan as Shadow Blue, Jacob Rotten as Ryan Maxwell, with Joey Sawless also as the President, Dwayne Fenstra as the newscaster, Lamar Richardson as Alex Drake. Original score by Declan Gilgallon. Main theme, written by Ron Wasserman, performed by Rex and Lauren Anderson. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pond5.com. Also from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Folly, written and edited by Carl Dutton. Script editing by Sadima Kunchibotla. Based on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers by Saban, with acknowledgements to the comic works of Carl Higgins and Ryan Parrott. Power Rangers the Audio Drama is a fan production, no affiliation with Saban or Hasbro, no copyright infringement intended.